A chill wind sent a few dead leaves skittering and scuttering over the road, and the branches above her sighed and swayed. Mixed in with all those noises was another. Something rattling up in the tree, a clacking, hollow noise that sent a line of cold like a finger trailing down her spine. She craned her neck up, peering into the branches. They were drawn tightly together, the needles a prickly curtain hiding the trunk from her. But within them something moved, and the rattle came again. Clack, clack, clack. Clack, clack, clack. Whatever was moving was big and dark as the shadows around it. Eleanor's fingertips were cold, like she'd brushed them against ice. Her breath came out in quick puffs of mist, and she fought the urge to back away or run back to the house. She was tired of being afraid. She'd had enough afraid to last her whole life. So instead of stepping back, she stepped forward, closer to the tree, and peered into those caught-together branches. Clack, clack, clack. Clack, clack, clack.